This is Brother Don. I'm pleased to host the Daily Bible Lesson, a 5-minute summary of Scripture to take you through the day. We've been going through the Gospel of John. The program is available every day except Thursday, when the Gospel Trail podcast is aired. We plan to add a discussion forum Monday nights at 7 Eastern Time for those who have questions or comments about the daily lessons.
For exact times and location, visit our website, pgn.church, and check with the calendar in our office. Have a great day. Get ready, put on your earbuds, turn up your smart speaker. Next up is Brother Don's Daily Bible Lesson, found exclusively on the Gospel Trail. Now here he is, with a quick devotion from Scripture to start your busy day.
I'm Brother Don with the Daily Bible Lesson. We are in the Gospel of John, chapter 17 and verse 1. We are using the Passion Translation. Today we begin one of my favorite chapters in the Gospel of John. It contains two beautiful prayers of Jesus, each of which gives us a front-row view of the prayer life of Jesus. The first is a prayer of Jesus to his Father in heaven. How does God the Son communicate with God the Father? As he faces the most severe trial of his life, what is foremost in the mind of God as he speaks to God? Tears come to my eyes as I see the answer. Most of this prayer relates to his disciples. But the opening lines teach us the art of how to address God and glorify God. God moved John to include this prayer in the Scripture because he wanted us to know more about this important subject. And while the disciples are foremost in his mind, a second prayer is included that is for future generations of Christians. As Jesus faces what is before him, including the horror of being nailed to the cross, his thoughts were of us. How overwhelming. Yet at first glance, the Passion Translation gives us yet another insight. The lines of these prayers are set out as poetry. This is significant because Jesus draws upon the elegance of Hebrew poetry in his prayers. Poetry in the Old Testament almost always is organized in parallel lines, in which the first line is similar to the second line, the third line is similar to the fourth line, and so on. On some occasions, the parallels are first and third, second and fourth, and the like. But in this chapter, Jesus takes us further to identify actions and consequences and a variety of parallelisms between lines. This is truly remarkable. The chapter begins with Jesus looking up into heaven. This means that he must be outdoors. But where was this site of his praying? Chapter 18 gives us some hints, as it tells us that at the conclusion of the prayer, Jesus crossed the Kidron Valley to the Garden of Gethsemane. If we retrace his steps backwards and stay outside of the city, we arrive at two sites that are possible, and only one that seems likely. Surely he would not be praying from the Hinnom Valley, where idolatry and child sacrifice was once the focus, and the place where people would relieve themselves. The Hinnom Valley, often called Gehenna, was also a picture of hell for biblical writers. No, certainly not there. And that leaves us with Mount Zion as the most likely place for these prayers. There are many praises for this mountain throughout Scripture, as it is regularly associated with the holy city, as well as our God. And Jesus begins, Father, the time has come. Unveil the glorious splendor of your Son, so that I will magnify your glory. When God speaks to God, there is a simple request, a desired action, and a consequence. Jesus asks that his glorious splendor be revealed so that the glory of the Father will be multiplied. What is the splendor to be revealed? The splendor of God giving his life for our sins. We think of it as horrible, and it was. And yet the forgiveness of sin provided by that action is glorious and reveals how amazingly glorious God is to do this for us. This is Brother Don. Listen every day for the daily Bible lesson. May God be with you, guide you, and give you perfect peace this day. Amen.
The Gospel Trail Live, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Central Time. Join us at 720-820-1290 or at our website, Meeting Room, at pgn.church. Our podcast hosts can be reached at 218-461-0164. Please text or say your joys and concerns, and we'll get back to you or even air them on our next podcast. Until we meet again, blessings to you and the church that meets at your house.